Welcome back to the Voices of Women Summit, where in honor of International Women's Day 2025, we are raising the voices of hundreds of women so their messages can be heard. Your host for this session is Kimberly Crow. Kimberly is a visionary leader, a powerhouse speaker, and the founder of the Voices of Women Summit. She's dedicated to helping entrepreneurs and coaches take the stage, share their message, and make an impact. With her signature energy, passion, and a whole lot of fun, she's got another amazing guest coming right up. Take it away, Kimberly. Hey, folks, I'm super excited. We are back, and this time I have Demi West from the American Cancer Society. She is going to be talking about services and addressing access to care issues among women. I know that so many of us have been touched in some way by cancer in our friends, in our family, in our loved ones, and many of us have served as caregivers during that time. Let us know if you can resonate with that in the chat. Just put a note in the chat and let us know that you're excited about this particular talk. Demi actually serves in a very interesting role in the American Cancer Society. She actually serves on the Road to Recovery, which is a really special piece of the organization. We're going to put a link in the chat for you guys to be able to contribute if you choose to. It is our charity of choice for this year's Voices of Women Summit, so we do hope that you contribute in some way. But Demi's going to talk about her world and a little bit more about that. Welcome to the program, Demi West.
Thank you so much, Kimberly, and thank you all for giving of your time and for having me. Just so excited to be a part of the Women's Summit to talk about my world, and so excited to for you all to learn about the American Cancer Society. As Kimberly mentioned, I work for the Southern California market. So all of Los Angeles, San Diego, Orange County, Imperial, Riverside, San Bernardino, and Los Angeles. So a huge territory. But, you know, cancer doesn't discriminate. So if we have people on the call nationwide, American Cancer Society is able to provide services nationwide through our cancer.org website, our 800 number if you need us. We say that cancer never sleeps. So we have also a lot of ways to address cultural issues and different barriers that people need to reach us in different languages as well. We have contracted with the call center to help anyone who's calling who needs to speak to someone in different dialects, as I mentioned, different languages, even case managers who need to jump on a call on behalf of a patient. So Road Recoveries are our free transportation service that we provide. A lot of the time people don't realize how many rides and appointments are needed during their cancer journey, sometimes up to 3 appointments a day, from hydration to going to a speech therapist to learn how to swallow or speak again, to going to chemo, radiation. So that all looks very different. So the American Cancer Society, we recruit volunteer drivers to take our patients to their appointments. So it's a labor of love of a lot of the drivers who participate in giving back to our patients. And it's an easy way to volunteer. Road Recovery is an online training program. We use a virtual way of training our volunteers. So it could be a working professional to someone who's retired, to a student who needs community service hours to give back. And it's about an hour to 2 hours of online training. We ask for a valid driver's license, proof of insurance, and just a good driving record to ensure that our drivers are safe to and our patients to get to where they need to be. So I have, you know, the luxury of always, you know, promoting this among our patient populations and different communities to ensure that they are addressing the access issue from the American Cancer Society. And also Road Recovery, it can be challenging, especially with the where the economy is going, just the high inflation, the cost of living. So a lot of our drivers tend to have hybrid vehicles, you know, if they're driving long distances or trying to help a patient during rush hour. So we've been recruiting a lot of drivers, I noticed, who have electric cars, and who was able to give back in that sense. And then we did a launch a virtual campaign with Facebook and Instagram to help recruit our drivers a couple years ago. And we found that a big number of our drivers were also nurses who work different shifts or flexible with their time and hours to give back and students. So we have tended to have a history of recruiting a lot of retired folks or survivors who know how difficult the journey can be and wanted to give back of their time, and also some caregivers who wanted to honor someone who had passed, and they know how difficult the journey was when they were helping their loved ones get to their appointment as well.
Well, there's so many different pieces of the services that are being used, not just for cancer research, although that is a big part of it. It's so fun. It's so interesting to highlight this particular one because transportation is a big deal. My mom also is in her 80s, and luckily we have escaped that cancer for her and my dad. But it has penetrated other places in our family. My aunt was diagnosed with breast cancer. We had my great aunt actually died of uterine cancer. So it definitely has touched our lives. But the driving to the different appointments is huge. It's absolutely phenomenal. So yes, absolutely. We would love for you guys to contribute. And actually, yes, Jocelyn, if you are in Canada and would prefer to contribute to a Canadian Cancer Support Organization, which is Wellspring, you are welcome to put that in there. Yes, please, Jocelyn, because I know we have people from all over the world. Our charity of choice here is the American Cancer Society, but we don't want to exclude anybody from external sources if they have another one. Cancer affects all of us in many different ways, so we definitely want to do that. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about your journey, because I know that you didn't just decide one day at college, like, I'm going to go work for the American Cancer Society. So what brought you into this world?
Yeah, so I come back from a background of public health. So I learned about, you know, what public health was just through my upper division classes in psychology. Then I went to grad school at San Diego State. Went into the concentration of health promotion. And one of our volunteer presidents, she was in the class that I was taking. And just to see her have that role, and she was also a Filipino background, she really inspired me to be a part of the family of the American Cancer Society to learn more about what they do. So I applied working with the American Cancer Society first as a nutrition coordinator to be a part of the healthy eating project that they were working with through UCSD. And then my position had evolved working and doing outreach into the diverse community, getting into the faith base and teaching and other people and others of diverse background about cancer prevention. And then cancer hit home personally for us when my husband was diagnosed with the human papilloma throat-related cancer that has been rising and climbing. Even it has surpassed cervical cancer. And so once I didn't realize, even after working 10 years with the American Cancer Society, how cancer could be very difficult, not only for my son, who didn't know what cancer was, seeing a feeding tube through with my husband having not being able to swallow, but even with the caregiver, the emotional fight that goes into it. And then we had my mother-in-law who moved from Georgia to stay with us for 4 months so I could keep working, you know, having our insurance to keep, you know, making sure that we were all taken care of. And then to ensure that also my husband had an extra eyes on him during all the hours of medications that he was taking and the rides as well. So not only was she very supportive in helping us with the ride support, but the Road to Recovery program was very helpful, and all the caregiver resources that I didn't realize that I needed for myself. The emotional part, even understanding just the basic treatment regimen of what is radiation, what does that look like, you know, even the chemotherapy and what is that? And what can my husband eat? What types of food can I prepare for him? So there's a lot of different facets that go along with cancer that I didn't realize that could be very, very overwhelming. And, you know, I don't wish cancer, you know, upon anyone. It's very difficult, but on the silver lining of it, my husband's a huge advocate in teaching everyone about the HPV vaccination and how it can prevent 6 different cancers that people didn't realize that, you know, who can say that, you know, it's effective enough to prevent these cancers. So, you know, he tells men, if you feel something suspicious on your neck, a lump, you know, while shaving, you know, he'll tell these men, get it checked out. You know, sometimes you'll think, oh, you know, it's a cold or it's a swollen lymph node. But because he's a hypochondriac and always like worried, and I'm always worried too, as we age, things change in our body. It's kind of like with women and breast cancer screening. You feel a lump, things don't seem right. Always be the best advocate for yourself to get screened and have that checked out. And because he did that with that rising cancer, I said, go have it looked at. And it was stage 4. Cancer, and it, because it had spread into his lymph nodes, and because of he was able to get into his treatment, he was able to survive, and he's a 7-year cancer survivor.
Wow. Oh, that's such a good story. I didn't know where that was going at the end. I was like, okay. Well, it's always good to hear the good stories. Not all of them are good, but I'm delighted that you had an opportunity to get onto the road to recovery, and he is still here and able to share the message as well. JM says, my husband had cancer and we were so lucky to come through it. What this organization does is amazing. Ruth says, every cancer cell holds emotions. Yes, we need to make sure that we get that cleared out. Not just men, Demi, I had it too and was found through a lump. Jocelyn says, and was found in a lump in my lymph nodes, stage 4. Very scary. All right. Well, definitely we need to make sure that we send good vibes your way. And make sure that you can get on the road to recovery as well. Sherry says, thanks so much for serving. My husband had cancer and we were offered so much support from the foundation. We even had services available for him to go to workouts during the week. Wow. Is that true?
Yeah. I know the American Cancer Society, you know, there's different parts of the organization where we do have partners in sharing our resources. You know, from connecting people who need assistance with, you know, house cleaning. We also offer different grants in the community, from lodging support to even offering grants. We partner with other transportation organizations. So if Road Recovery isn't a program that we can find a volunteer driver, we also outsourced to other driving organizations. So,
well, we just need to call on our community to see if you're not currently drowning from this issue yourself, perhaps you would like to volunteer and offer rides. If they would like to do that, that's part of the organization that Demi supports, is organizing those rides for cancer patients who are looking for transportation. And this is something that definitely affects women. That's why we are bringing it to our cause, not only because we are the caregivers and need to be sure to have that support and know that that support is available for folks, that we don't always have to be the one running them around. If we can get them rides, that can be powerful, but also that we can step in and volunteer to help if somebody else is struggling, if we're not currently suffering in the situation ourselves, and that those resources are available. If you would like to donate either your time or your funds, we would love for you guys to be able to support this amazing organization. If you'd like to be able to support in Southern California, you can actually, I'll put a special link in here for the Southern California group. This is Demi's organization directly. So if you'd like to support that one, we would love for you to support it. Tell us about your group specifically.
So the Rotary Recovery Program for Southern California, as I mentioned, with all the counties that I oversee, this link will directly help support to help the program going. It costs about $50 or so to cover, you know, the rides and the background check and the training to get the volunteer drivers on board for the Rotary Recovery Program. So that link will provide that direct support. If you provide the donation to just directly for the Southern California market. And I know there's folks on the call internationally, so you could go to the www.cancer.org as well. And if you're looking to volunteer, the cancer.org/road will get you to the appropriate place to volunteer and also to donate. If you're calling in from Canada, wherever you're calling in, you're able to help support American Cancer Society that way as well.
I love it. All right. So such an important cause. Can you share maybe some uplifting stories of some folks that have worked with the American Cancer Society as drivers or as people who have contributed their time and not just their funds, although I know some of them do both? Would you like to share a few stories?
Sure. We have a collection of different stories that we collect. It's called the Stories of Hope. One driver, she's given at least 1,000 or more rides. To patients, and she lives in the Los Angeles area. I was like, how do you do that? How do you find time in any place that people are like afraid to drive because it's very tough? I mean, even
yes. You know,
for a 5-mile radius could even take up to an hour because of the gridlock. So she does this in honor of her sister who had passed away, and she was a caregiver. So she says, you know, my sister would be smiling, you know, down at me. So I keep going. And this gives me purpose to wake up, to see the rides and know that I'm making a difference to someone who needs that support. And even Kimberly, we've had staff members who are able to give their time during their lunch hour. So the app is very, you know, we use this app called Round Trip. It could be deceiving because you're thinking that you have to, you know, provide the rides on both legs of the appointment, but no, you could even just choose, you know, to whatever time that works for you. If you only want to do rides that's only 10 minutes from your home, you could set that parameter, mile radius, times of, you know, days that you're available. And I know it can be challenging during, you know, summer times or during the winter break. People are traveling during the holidays. So there's a lot of flexibility to the Road to Recovery program. To provide rides and that support. And we've had drivers that, you know, we've had challenges of people feeling comfortable. So a lot of more than half of our drivers are survivors or caregivers that can relate to how difficult. And we've had testimonials of patients calling us and say, you know, thank you so much. I felt so comfortable, you know, talking to the driver because they understood like how difficult and to emotionally relate and to give that reassurance of, you know, I got you if you need me for the next appointment or during my treatment journey. I could be that same driver. So you almost feel that it's like a support group in the car to knowing that you'll have that other, you know, that person who will help you during their cancer journey. But all the drivers, yes. We vet them. You know, a lot of the drivers we're trying to do is recruit bilingual drivers in the different communities as well. So that's been very helpful, especially in the California market where we have a different melting pot and we've allowed a different community partners too. Especially in Orange County, we've had a partner from the Vietnamese American Cancer Foundation who help a lot of our drivers and patients who are bilingual. And then we've recruited some partners also from the pediatric oncology population where we have families of, you know, younger children who don't know of the services and family who are struggling that they don't have enough money for gas. So we give gas cards or give the organization money so they could use their vans to get the kids to their appointments to the children's hospitals. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of love in the chat right now. Sherry says, it was talking about how the drivers can offer encouragement while they're there and it holds them accountable to actually go to those appointments. I know from my own experience, my mom and dad, they'll have a doctor's appointment and they'll say, that's way down in Woodland Hills. There's no way I can get there. Right. Like they need to, they want to stay, but if they have this transportation option, that can be really uplifting. Like, no, we need you to get to the right doctor at the right time. John says these people are incredible during the Palisades fire in January this year. You really kicked in and helped evacuate cancer patients from their burning homes. Is that true?
Yes, yes. So during that time, there was a team that did come together to, you know, offer and make sure that we were, you know, diverting the funds to help cancer patients during that time and that were struggling, that, you know, if they needed extra clothing or, you know, they were, you know, putting their cancer on pause or, you know, resuming their appointments at a later time, that needed that extra support and assistance. The LA team came together and was very strategic in, you know, opening up our extra call centers to ensure that we were helping those families that were affected by the fires in LA.
Wow. Powerful stuff. All right. Let me ask you this. What are some key things women should really be aware of when it comes to cancer prevention for themselves? Maybe early detection, things like that. What advice can you give our ladies out there as it is regarding to cancer?
So definitely, as I mentioned early, just being an advocate for your health. And if you're unsure about feeling the different things in your body, you know, feel free to visit the cancer.org website. And then, you know, reading through, I know sometimes we have a tendency to do Dr. Google or be Dr. Google and finding out the research, but talk to your doctor, talk to other women who have gone through the journey too. If you're unsure, we have a great program called Reach to Recovery. If you've been recently diagnosed with breast cancer, because we're finding out women, a lot of younger women are being diagnosed with the different types of cancer, and just any recommendations for screening, whether it be the pap smear, being screened for, you know, I know vaping and the e-cigarettes is climbing among the younger populations, which is very, very scary. And I know COVID, we had a lot of people ignoring their health, you know, ordering a lot of Uber Eats, going out to eat because they wanted the food delivery, that they say that COVID 20 was the amount of weight that people were gaining. Yeah. So it's nice that, you know, we've are able to go back out, you know, shop for our food, doing a lot of meal prepping, physical activity, and a lot of people working from home are sitting down and being sedentary. So we've had a lot of different recipes, exercises, and information that American Cancer Society was able to share, like things that you could do ergonomically to stretch, exercise every 10 to 15 minutes, give your eyes a break. You know, I know we could get, you know, tired from sitting in for long periods of time. So those type of exercises and information about healthy eating and substituting when you're cooking from home and meal preparation, you know, easy tips and tricks that you could do, because those are great things you do at any age while you're working from home, you know, preparing snacks as far as cancer prevention information. So a lot of people don't know we have these healthy recipes and exercises you can do, but those are things, and we do have cancer screening information and guidelines for women posted on our website as well.
All right, well, check it out. Go to that link and check out all of the different resources there, whether you are needing to receive or whether you're wanting to donate either time or service to the American Cancer Society. It is something that is definitely a woman's issue, and we want to be sure that American Cancer Society gets an opportunity to share with our entire audience about some of the amazing things that they do. All right, we've got to wrap up, but tell us one thing you wish every woman could take away from our conversation today.
So I hope you guys have learned, you know, something that you didn't know about the organization and all the things that we could offer. The website is great, you know, and also, as I mentioned, if you know someone who is going through cancer, who's a survivor, we even have a lot of information for survivorship. So, you know, a lot of people don't realize, you know, there's also that PTSD of fear of cancer coming back, and having knowledge and information through our 800 number that's available 24 hours, 7 days a week, and visiting the website as well. You know, knowledge is power. So I think everyone who is on the call, please share that all of ACS's services is free and available to anyone.
I love it. Thank you so much, Demi, for your service, for your contribution, and for coming today to share a little bit about the American Cancer Society. You have been a wonderful, wonderful guest. Up next, we have a friend of mine, Angel Tussey, is coming to speak about the 3-step framework for getting booked on 50 podcasts. Super excited about that one. Before we let you go, though, Demi, any final words for the crew? Oh, can you come back on? I don't know. She can. She might have already gone. She might be already gone. All right. Thanks, folks. We'll see you back at the bottom of the hour. I'm Kimberly Crow. Cheers. Wow, that was an amazing speaker. For replays of this talk and all the talks, plus an incredible gift bundle, upgrade to VIP now. If you have any questions or problems during the summit, you can always email our support team at support@voicesofwomensummit.com. Stay tuned. We have another fantastic speaker coming right up.